You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting, a Friday edition. I got a nice little crew of cast members alongside me today. I got Devin Ellington and Ramblin' Russ. Before we say hello to them, just want to let you know this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. With their new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 and their water-resistant technology, go over to Manscaped.com today. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. We'll say hello to Devin first. Devin, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm ready for some football. This postseason baseball has been treating me rough. So, yeah, ready to talk about some football lines.
Ramblin' Russ, what's up, buddy?
It's great to be back on the show. Week 4 in the NFL already. Hard to believe we're a quarter way through and already – the New York teams haven't won a game yet. 7 games, 7 losses.
Well, they're a tough bunch to watch, I'll tell you that. We'll talk a little bit about NFL. We'll talk a little bit about some maybe some baseball picks for the next round. We'll talk a little NBA going on tonight without Dragic and Bam for the Heat. But let's jump into the NFL card for week number 4. And I'm going to kick it off with a game that I've already bet, and it is one of my picks in the Super Contest this week, and that's the Indianapolis Colts -2.5 on the road in Chicago. I'm taking the Bears plus the 2.5 here. Over-under's 43. Devin, I'll go to you first. Any thoughts for you on this game?
Well, this will be the second game of the Nick Foles regime, and I think this is a spot where you see Indianapolis start to falter on defense. And I think the weakness of having Malik Hooker out for like a couple weeks now, their exposure of the weaknesses, I think that's going to be a little bit picked apart here by Mr. Nagy. And I like your call on the Bears. Yeah. Home dog. Can't really say too much.
Yeah, I like the Bears that. Plus the 2.5. I also like them on the money line at plus 115. Russ, any thoughts for you on this one?
I agree with both of you. And Ira, I think that Nick Foles was a great move by that coach over there in Chicago. They're going to go to 4-0 this week with a big win over the Colts and Phillip Rivers. And I'll take my action on Foles any day of the week. I think he should be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I thought he should have been the quarterback at Philadelphia. And I'm really impressed that you found that pick. And when I looked at that line, I thought something was wrong. I figured Chicago's favored by 3. The fact that you're getting 2.5 points, it's a smart play in your 5-for-5 contest.
Yep. So, yeah, we're on the Bears here, all three of us. Next game on the board, it is not a game I've bet. It's a pass game for me. That's the New Orleans Saints at the Detroit Lions. The Saints are a 4.5-point road favorite here. Over-under is 54. I'll throw this one to you first, Russ. What do you think about this game?
I think this game's going to have a lot of points in it. I actually think I love the over in this game. I think it's going to be up and down, a little track meet there in Detroit indoors. I like the over 54. As far as the side goes, slight lean to the Lions plus the 4.5. I could see them losing a close game. So slight lean to the Detroit, but I love the over. Over 54.5 points is the way to go in that one.
Yeah. Again, I don't have a true opinion, but Michael Thomas might be back in action for this one. The Lions have looked good. They gave me a win last week against the Cardinals, which was nice. Devin, any thoughts for you here with Drew Brees and Matthew Stafford taking snaps at the helm?
Yeah, so I just went ahead and snagged the 4 points early on in the week just because I think this is a good bounce-back spot for not only Drew Brees but Sean Payton. Some might say his seat is starting to simmer and get a little, you know, up there in the Fahrenheit and Celsius. But I think they could bounce back here, and especially if they get Michael Thomas in there. You know, and then Detroit went on the road and won a game in Arizona. So they're kind of probably still riding high on that. So, yeah, I like the Saints here.
Speaking of Arizona, we got the Arizona Cardinals against the Carolina Panthers. Arizona is a 3.5-point road favorite in this one. Over-under is 51. I played this game as well. I'm taking the Carolina Panthers plus 3.5. I think the Carolina Panthers a lot better than a lot of people think. I'm not too sold on this Cardinals defense. I like the Panthers. I like Matt Rhule. I like Brady. Get these things going here. I think that this is a good spot for them against the Cardinals at home as a home dog. Russ, any thoughts for you here on this one?
You know, I'm a fan of Carolina when they have their best player, one of the top players in the NFL on their roster in McCaffrey. Obviously, he's still hurt, I believe. So with him out of the lineup, it's a stay-away game for me. I don't know. Arizona's up and down. Carolina won their first game, right, last week, upset. And Arizona lost their first game.
Correct.
I think it's going to be a close game. It's a stay-away game altogether for me. I don't know what to expect in that one.
Even with a Christian McCaffrey being out, I'm still taking the 3.5 with the Panthers. I think they're better coached, going to have a better game. I do believe that Mike Davis is a serviceable back, so I'm okay with taking the Panthers here in this one. Devin, any thoughts for you on this one?
I just went ahead and took the over 52. I mean, both teams are allowing a lot. Arizona's defense statistically looks good, but if you look at their games, that one against Detroit should have definitely gone over the unteased 55 number. But there is, you know, just some weird fluky plays where, you know, three or four of them should have ended up in the end zone. So I think 52 is a good number featuring these two teams. I think that's right around a lot of their totals can kind of have been. I like it all the way up to, you know, 55 in this one.
Interesting. Next game on the board, we got Joe Burrow, the rookie of the year front runner here against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Bengals -3 at home here. Jacksonville +3. Over-under is 49 points. And the Jaguars might be the Jaguars that we all thought they may be coming into the season. I would lean Bengals -3 here. I have no action on this game, but I would lean Bengals -3. Over-under 49. Devin, I'll throw this one to you first. Any thoughts with Joe Burrow going against Mustache Minshew this weekend?
Well, first things first, I just want to make sure there's no crazy injuries yet. No injuries. First glance at this game, I liked the over 48. A lot of, you know, big plays on both defenses. Look what Fitzmagic just did to Jacksonville. And, you know, Cincinnati's got some confidence behind them. They didn't lose, but they still didn't get Joe Burrow's first win. So I think both defenses are going to be able to come out and put some points up. I'm looking at maybe like a 27-24 game. I was able to get Jacksonville +3.5. I'm not really confident in it, but I'm also not confident in the Bengals covering the spread more times than not.
And what about you, Russ?
This is a lot like the game from last night. You have two lousy teams playing each other. It's a game I'm staying away from. Total, side, everything, stay away from. Just the point about Carolina, Ira. 2 weeks ago, they burned me. I had them +9. Tampa Bay got that late TD. Otherwise, I was 5-0, and I would have won my pool. So That's why I'm staying off him for a while. But anyway.
Listen, you can't have recency bias in this game. Anyways, moving on to the next game, we got the Cleveland Steamer Browns against the Dallas Cowboys. Browns are a 5-point road underdog here at the Dallas Cowboys. Over under is 56. Give me the Browns plus the 5. I think the Browns defense is pretty decent. I like the offensive line for the Browns as well. Obviously, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt doing some great things over there in Cleveland. And, you know, this Dallas defense is definitely suspect at times. So I'm going to go ahead and take the 5 with the Browns. Russ, I'll throw this one to you first.
Yeah, you and I are going opposite directions there, my friend. Cowboys are going to roll at home. The Browns are still the Browns. The Cowboys are still a good team. And even though they got lucky to win that game against Atlanta and so on, I just think the Cowboys at home are ripe for a blowout this game. I think Cowboys by 2 touchdowns.
Any thoughts for you, Devin?
You know, Cleveland doesn't beat good teams, but there's a new coach. So I'll probably stay away from this one, but, you know, I might incorporate, say, like the Cowboys money line in a parlay here and there, but nothing too astronomical.
Yep, the public money is definitely going to be pouring in on the Cowboys. And you know me, I like to fade the public. Let's go Browns plus the 5. Next game on the board, we got the Minnesota negative COVID Vikings against the Houston Texans. Vikings are a 4-point road dog. Texans favored by 4 at home. Over under in this one, 53.5. Russ, give us some action.
This is one of my picks in my pick 5. In addition to the Bears plus 2.5, I'm with you on that one. My second one is the Houston Texans minus 4 points. They're 0-3, but they're a damn good 0-3. They're a good football team playing against what I think is probably one of the worst teams in the NFL, believe it or not, the Minnesota Vikings this year. They will not win 5 or 6 games. I like Houston big in this game. So Houston Texans is my pick there. Lock it up.
Yeah, I mean, the Houston Texans have played a very, very tough schedule to open the season. So I think that they're a lot better than their record indicates. I'm with you on that. I'm not sure if I've played it. I haven't played it yet. I'm hoping the Vikings take a little bit more money and I can get a little bit better of a number with the Texans. The Vikings are juiced to minus 115, according to mybookie.ag. Devin, any thoughts for you on this one?
I'm just kind of looking at the over here. You know, like you said, these two teams are 0-3, probably one should be, maybe the other not so much. I don't want to back a side because I think Zimmer's just old and senile and has lost his way and is holding on to his defensive prowess that once was. And then you got Bill O'Brien, Mr. GM coach thing or whatever he does, on one side, who, you know, he's just not a good coach. So I'm going
to
go ahead
and that's why it's hard for me to even lay the 4 with the Texans, just because I know Bill O'Brien's coaching the game.
Right, right. Yeah, so take the total over. Minnesota's going to give up a lot of points, I think.
All right, we got Ryan Fitzmagic at home taking on – what's his name? Mr. Unstoppable? What's his name? Russell Wilson.
Yeah, dangerous.
Yeah, he's killing it right now. Front runner for the MVP probably in most spots. Seahawks 6-point road favorite here. I think the Dolphins could keep this one competitive. The Seahawks defense is pretty atrocious. I'm not saying the Dolphins are a great football team by any stretch of the imagination, but they can put some points on the board against the Seahawks team. I'm looking at the over the total and potentially the Dolphins here in this one. Devin, what are your thoughts here on this one?
I went ahead and just snagged the over just because the Seahawks allow the most points and yards and receptions and yak and rack and all that good stuff against wide receivers. So I think Devonta Parker and a couple of the other receivers for Miami, Preston Williams, and then maybe Magic Mike Gesicki will get involved there. But you know, Russell Wilson will answer. So there's going to be tons of points and it'll be a fun game.
Speaking of Russ, Ramblin' Russ, what do you got to say about
Ramblin' Russ is all over his protege, Ramblin' Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, MVP 2020 season for the NFL right now, if we had to pick one 3 weeks through. But we don't do these awards early on. We wait, and I do like Seattle in a romp against Miami. Ordinarily, you'd be careful, but, you know, you got to throw home field out of this thing, man. You guys got – everybody's got to throw it out. It means absolutely nothing this year. There's no crowds. That's why you're seeing higher scores, because defenses aren't.
No, I think I think people are allowed to go to the Dolphins game. I'm not sure though.
Well, if I remember, Florida might have lifted their bans, but
yeah.
Don't quote us on that. Fact check us on that.
Well, it'd be a small crowd anyway. But again, Seattle is my pick, and they're one of my survivor picks. So
tough. It's going to be a tough game, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot closer than you think it is. That's just my thoughts on this one. Anyways, moving on to the next game, which I've played as well, and that is the Los Angeles Chargers traveling down to Tampa Bay to play the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. -7.5 for the Buccaneers. Over under is 43. And I have played the Los Angeles Chargers. Their defense is very, very good. Tampa Bay's not so good. And I like I like the quarterback. I like the rookie out in L.A. And I'm looking at the plus – and I played the +7.5 here with the Chargers. Russ, any thoughts for you?
You and I are on the same page like the Bears game. I like the Chargers in this one. 7.5. They may win this game outright. So –
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but yeah, the 7.5 is just too good of a number for me to not bet the Chargers in this one. Devin, thoughts for you for the Bucks Chargers game?
Sure. I mean, it opened up 4.5 for the Chargers, so you got the better end of that nice round, juicy one possession number. I went ahead and took under 45 because, like you said, the Chargers defense is pretty good, specifically on the back end. But Tampa Bay's, I don't think they're terrible. I mean, they have one of the best run defenses in the league, I believe, top five at least, and have for a couple years now. It's already dropped down to 43, so I like my 45 in the under.
All right, next game, we got the Baltimore Ravens against the Washington football team.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Washington's at home. Baltimore is a 14-point road favorite in this one, looking for a bounce-back spot after getting absolutely annihilated by the Kansas City Chiefs. Russ, give us a play here in this one.
I will. Baltimore, big. That's a no-brainer, right? You know I'm a chalk guy, but no, I do think Baltimore is a much better team. Obviously, they went up against a hot Kansas City team the other night. It's a short week. Ordinarily, you've got to be careful, a short week on the road, but they're traveling 1.5 hours from Baltimore to Washington. I love the Ravens in a survivor pool. That's my survivor pool pick along with the Seahawks. But the real pick is Baltimore for survivals. All of you, if you have Baltimore, use them this week. They will win this game. You can lock it up. They're laying 14. They may cover. They may not. I think they will, but Baltimore's the pick. Play here, guys.
I think it might be a little bit closer than a 4-touchdown blowout. So I'm going to lay off this game. I don't know. This Washington football team's defense is pretty stacked up front. So it's a stay away game for me. Devin, any thoughts for you on this one?
No, it's just no.
All right. Moving along then, we got another big point spread here, and that's the New York football Giants against the Los Angeles Rams. Rams -13.5, over under is 48 right now. Devin, any thoughts for you here?
So I went ahead and took over 48.5. I think the Rams offense is going to probably put at least 31 to 34 points up. And they're just kind of cooking right now. They're doing it on the ground and through the air, and they're really efficient in the red zone. And the Giants, well, they'll put together some points, maybe at least 20. The Rams gave up a ton of points in the second half, fourth quarter specifically, in their previous games. So maybe a second half over if we have a real low scoring first half.
And Russ, any thoughts for you on this one?
Rams will win this game by 20 points or more. The Giants are averaging about 11 points per game right now through three contests. And as far as your total goes, Devin, if Danny Dimes doesn't turn it over, it's going under. But if Danny Dimes turns it over, the Rams may get a couple on defense. So again,
Yeah, I kind of lean on the under as well in this one. I just don't see the Giants being able to do much. But yeah, you can get some defensive touchdowns by the Rams, and this could be a, you know, 40-something to 7 victory. So I just don't think there's any value here in the over under in that game. I'm staying away from the side as well. It's a big number. I hate betting big numbers in the NFL. Moving on, we have a fun matchup here, and that is Cam Newton and the New England Patriots going into the Chiefs and taking on Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs -7 in Arrowhead against the Patriots. Over under in this one, 53.5. Man, it's hard not to back the Chiefs right now with the way Patrick Mahomes is just dropping dimes. Any thoughts for you here first, Devin?
The New England Patriots +7. I got to take it. He's going to run all over them because the Chiefs don't really stop the run. They did all right against Baltimore, but they stopped their run game last year. So this is a different kind of run game. You know, they can punch you in the mouth, or you can run zone on the outside, read options. You can do swing option. There's only so much you can do with Josh McDaniels and a versatile coach like Bill Belichick. And a full touchdown is just, you know, hard to, you know, leave on the table when it's a Bill Belichick coach team.
Hard for me to also not play the Patriots in this one when you're getting a touchdown with Bill Belichick, Cam Newton. I think, you know, the running game is starting to get going here. They're going to get that what's his name? The running back off IR. What is it? Damian Harris, I believe.
Damian Harris.
Yeah, he's going to be.
And James White will be back.
James White will be back. I think 7 right here is a little bit too much as well. Russ, any thoughts for you on this one?
Yeah, I agree, guys. You're spot on in your analysis. My thing, too, you leave out the fact that they're playing in New England. And that regard, that's the biggest home field advantage in the NFL right now is New England at home because
playing in Kansas City.
No, that game's in New England. That game is at New England, isn't it? Pretty sure that game's in New England.
Nope, it is in Kansas City.
My bad. So there you go. I'm wrong on that one. That's a tricky spot, guys. I think Kansas City wins. I don't know if they're going to cover, but I thought the game was in New England. But no, I would take Belichick at home as a home dog at 7.5. On the road, I don't think so. I'm not saying anything. I don't know. That's a close call.
Give me the 7 with the Pats. Anyways, next game on the board, we got the Las Vegas Raiders against Josh Allen and the Bills. Las Vegas hosting the Bills here. And the Raiders are a 3.5-point home dog, -115, over under 53 points. I like a couple things in this one. I lean Raiders plus the 3.5. I lean over the total of 53 as well. Both teams can score. Raiders might have a tough time moving the ball against this Bills defense, but the Bills sure will not have a hard time whatsoever moving this ball against the Raiders defense. And that's kind of my thoughts here on this one. Devin, any thoughts for you here on this?
Yeah, so this was actually my favorite game the opening line I saw, you know, because I was up watching Sunday Night Football as these lines came out last week. And this one opened Buffalo 2.5, and it was the first hammer spot for me on this week because I didn't get the push, you know, risk on the 3. And I just bought – Buffalo is just – they're a different offense, and I think Josh Allen is, like, you know, just kind of flourishing between – before our eyes. And then not to mention they're going back to Las Vegas, the Raiders. So they already had their emotional, you know, balloon let out, you know, and they got the win against the Saints. And this is a letdown spot. This is a classic Raider letdown.
Russ.
Yeah. I respect everybody's opinions, obviously, on the show, but I think Vegas, at home plus 3.5 is a good pick. I think these road teams, when they come in there, they're going to be a little distracted the night before the game being out in Vegas.
I think it's the new age Vegas flu that we saw in hockey. So I like the Raiders plus a 3.5 myself. Right. I do like Josh Allen as a quarterback, and I do like this Bills team. Just think it's a tough spot traveling east to west, going to Vegas, maybe playing a little bit too much blackjack the night before, but who knows. Next game on the board, Sunday night football, Philadelphia Eagles against the San Francisco 49ers. Still unclear if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get the nod here. Eagles plus the 7 on the road, and that's where I'm leaning with this one. I like the Eagles plus the 7. Total's over 46, under 40, over-under is 46. I don't have a strong opinion there, but I would lean Eagles plus the 7 points in this contest. Russ, thoughts for you here.
Yeah, you know, San Francisco might be the best coach team in the NFL. They lose all these players. They go on the road, and they put a whooping on the Giants. And the Giants going into that game were a decent competitive ball club. They just ruined their season. I think San Francisco wins at home going away, just like they beat the Giants. The NFC East, by the way, probably the weakest division right now in the NFL. And I would definitely lean heavily with the 49ers on Sunday night.
And Devin, for you?
I don't have a play. I just kind of was questioning this line a little bit, and I just like to point out random useless stuff. You know, it opened at plus 3 for the Eagles. So, and then it shot up to, you know, that plus 7 within the first 8-9 hours of the market and the line being open. And then there's been no movement since. I think that's dependent on the Jimmy Garoppolo news. So if you are looking at this game, just kind of look and see if the market moves at all.
And we have Monday Night Football, Green Bay Packers, Lambeau Field against Matt Ryan and the Falcons. The line here in this one, Packers minus 7.5, minus 105, over under is 56.5. Any thoughts for you in the Monday night game, Russ?
Yes, I like Green Bay right now. They're the hotter team. And I expect a big effort out of Aaron Rodgers on national television. I like Green Bay on Monday night football. The Falcons might be the worst coach team in the NFL right now as far as getting it done, finishing off games and all that. Got to take the Packers at home. This guy right now has a better record than Vince Lombardi had his first so many games. He's not getting any that team's right now is Super Bowl bound, in my opinion. I like the Packers big on Monday Night Football.
Devin?
It opened at 57.5 on the total. I went ahead and got it at 58. Now it's dropped to 56.5. But I just got a report that Devontae Adams is in pads and practicing today. So I like that. Now they did lose Alan Lazard with the core muscle injury, but the emergence of Tanyan, who I picked up on the waivers this week. I'm hoping that something that happens. And then also you got MVS out there who just needs to catch a ball. If he doesn't drop his passes that's thrown his way, he would be great. So I like the over.
Yeah. Hard not to like the over in this one. It might be a shootout, but Falcons plus the 7.5 is slightly intriguing me here, but no play yet on this one. I'm going to throw out a little teaser. We won a teaser last week on the podcast. I'm going to throw a little teaser out here as well today. I'm going to go ahead and tease the Bears. I'm going to take a six and a half or seven point teaser. I'm going to take the Bears. I'm going to go ahead and take the Panthers. I'm going to go ahead and take the Browns. And I'm going ahead and tease up the Chargers as well. I think those are probably going to be my tease plays. So keep an eye on that. We won it last week. Let's try and go second straight week in a row with a nice little teaser win. But I'll let you guys know if it's 6.5 or 7 on the Bird app. Once again, you know, if you're not following us on Twitter, I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. And Russ is at Russ Ramblin'. Devin, let's talk a little college football here. We got a little action tonight. And that is University of Louisiana Lafayette taking on BYU. Point spread right now, the line is 24.5 points in favor of BYU. Any thoughts for you on this game?
So it's actually Louisiana Tech.
So my bad. I got raging Cajuns on my mind all the time. Apologies for that one. I was doing that off the cuff. I hadn't pulled up the other screen yet. So yes. It is Louisiana Tech, BYU.
So not to you know, burst BYU's bubble or anything. Well, I'm not gonna. I'm just actually looking at the over. It's gone up from 54.5 to over 60. It's hard to ignore 24 points with an offense like Louisiana Tech's. They got Skip Holtz in there coaching, and he's got this really nice new offense that seems to be humming right along. I really like the over 33 in the first half. I think there could probably be 21 points scored in the first quarter. Louisiana Tech was just in a barn-burning track race with Houston Baptist, where nearly 70 points was scored in the first half. So they're not giving resistance up to Houston Baptist. What makes you think they're going to give first half resistance up to BYU with that passing attack led by Zach Wilson? So those are my general thoughts. But like I said, it's a slight lean on the Louisiana Tech plus 24 just because it's a lot of points. But I like the first half over of 33. If you find a 32, I would say smash that.
I'll give out one college football pick as well, and that is going to be Iowa State tomorrow, plus the 7.5 at home against Oklahoma. I just think that Brock Purdy and the coaching staff at Iowa State is going to do some things to make Oklahoma uncomfortable. Oklahoma hasn't looked all too great. So I'm going to go with Iowa State plus the 7.5 tomorrow. And give us one more pick, Devin, and then we'll get us out of here.
I got so many. I'm going to go with this one just because it's against the number one team in the country. I'm going to go ahead and lay the 28 points with Virginia. Like I said last week when I picked them to cover, it's because of that front line that they returned, every single starter. And the only person that's not a senior is their left guard. He's a junior. Their receiving core is intact. They have a talented younger version of Bryce Perkins without the, you know, extreme mobility aspect. Pocket presence is great. Better arm, more accurate. And their defense is very underrated. Their front seven all returned. They returned 9 or 10 starters, all upperclassmen. They can compete with Clemson. They were in the ACC national or the ACC title game last year. Granted, they got the bricks beat off of them, but 28 points is a lot with a team that's got the continuity that Virginia does.
I hear you. Russ, you have one college football pick for tomorrow?
I do, and I'll give you one that's not chalk. I'll take Auburn plus 7 over Georgia.
This game's going to go for it's going to end like 10-7. It's going
to
be an under.
I think Auburn's primed again to do very well, and they're getting a touchdown all day long, baby. I need
Bo Nix to lead them to that victory. I just took a 50-1 shot at him on the Heisman, so let's go Bo Nix.
All right, everybody. Yeah. Once again, I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Please follow us along. We love hearing all your comments, questions, and banter. We always are on that during the games, and we love hearing from you guys. Please go ahead and like, subscribe to the podcast, rate us 5 stars, leave a review. It means the world to us. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007 Ramblin'. Russ is at Russ Rambling on Twitter. Once again, we are brought to you by Manscaped.com. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20 to get 20% off and free shipping. And we are a HoopBall presentation. We are also on Twitter at HoopBallGaming. Thanks to everybody, and let's go win some money this weekend.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.